Hi there, it's Lisa Berry. Welcome to the Lisa Berry Show podcast. I want to be a friend in your corner, somebody who encourages you, challenges you, and just somebody to hang out with. You're going to hear some highlights of my radio show this last week. And if you stick around to the end, I'll tell you how you can listen to the show with the music on your smartphone. Here we go. Have you ever narrowly escaped a super embarrassing moment? Me too. My husband and I were driving to the mall yesterday, and I wanted to put on some lip gloss. And so I reached in my purse without looking, found it, pulled it out, and put it on. We get to where we're going, and my husband looks at me, and his eyes get so big. And I'm like, what? What? He goes, where are your lips? I look in the visor mirror. I had pulled out my concealer instead of my lip gloss. Isn't there a Bible verse about that? Something like, he who conceals his lips is foolish. That's true. Attention, there are crabby people in this world. There's Lisa Berry. What a news flash, right? My friend Julia is the one who inspired me in this. She was going through the drive-thru the other day. All of a sudden, she looks in her rearview mirror, and there was a woman just flailing her arms so angry. So Julia gets out of the car, goes back to the woman's car, and the woman says, you cut me off. Where did I do that? When we were both pulling into the drive-thru. And she was so mad. Julia said, okay, I'm sorry. I hope your day gets better. She gets back in her car, and then her son says, Mom, what's wrong with that lady? Should I videotape her? She's like still yelling. And Julia said, nah, don't do that. I'm just gonna pay for her order. He's like, no way. But she said, we're supposed to love our enemies. I just have to. I bet you'd do something like that. And as counterintuitive as that seems, that's exactly the way Jesus changed the world. I hope you always will take time to speak the kind word that's on the tip of your tongue. Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. Well, you know that the Michigan Wolverines won the national championship. J.J. McCarthy is the quarterback. I don't know if you know this, but before every game, he draws a smiley face on his hand. What you might not know is why. Back in high school, his team had been undefeated, but this one particular game, he threw two interceptions, and he was bummed. Well, after the game, he's signing autographs, and this little girl, about 7 years old, hands him her little tablet to sign, and she said, what was wrong out there? Why were you so mad? Why were you so upset? You didn't look like you were having any fun. And he said, I don't know. The interceptions had me down and I was frustrated with myself. She said, you know what you need? You need to smile more. And she took his hand and her Sharpie and she drew a smiley face on his hand. And he has been doing that ever since, before every game, all because a little girl really cared and wanted to encourage him. Your encouragement might be the thing that somebody remembers for the rest of their life. Wouldn't that be awesome? I'm wondering if you have this same talent that I have for choosing the only broken shopping cart at the supermarket. Well, you might be revamping your New Year's resolutions already because maybe they just seemed a little too lofty or you just don't quite have the enthusiasm that you did 2 weeks ago. Well, somebody said this, set a goal so big you can't achieve it until you grow into the person who can. See, now maybe you should keep that audacious goal. There's one preschool teacher who had a brilliant idea to ask her students to share their favorite recipe their family makes. And so she wrote down, as the kids dictated, these recipes. Here's Ethan's eggs. Prep time, 1 hour. Cook time, 2 seconds. Ingredients, pancakes, sugar, Skittles. Instructions, first you put the pancakes and then the sugar and that's it. You can cook it, but you can go to my house and I will give you eggs because my mom makes eggs all the time. You can eat them with a spoon. Now don't put anything on them because that's how you mix eggs, with nothing.
Then another preschooler named Joe has Joe's Tacos, and here's what the instructions are. First, I don't actually know. I really don't remember anything. Can I change this to cheesy roll-ups?
If you ever have trouble falling asleep, watch a show about sea creatures. Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. It was just before bed last night, and I'm flipping through channels, and I'm always intrigued by ocean video photography. It's mesmerizing. It's the way you should naturally get sleepy. But here's something I learned, and this is just testimony to God's creativity. Do you know how smart an octopus is? First of all, I always thought octopuses or octopi, what do you call them? I always thought they were huge because in the cartoons, they were always eating people, right? But some of them are as small as a tennis ball, but they're really smart. In fact, this one aquarium had an octopus in one, and the octopus didn't like the light over the aquarium. So it figured out a way to squirt water at the light so it would short out and then turn off. Then they'd have to replace the light and the octopus would do it again. It became so cost prohibitive to have this octopus in the aquarium that they eventually just let it go free. Just think of all the cool stuff God has to show us, and we haven't even scratched the surface. Hi, it's Lisa. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Timothy. I'm 11 years old, and one day my mother did not exactly allow me to listen to the radio. I disobeyed her, which probably wasn't a good idea.
Oh yeah, disobeying mom, that's tricky.
So I tuned to a random station, and I happened to come here. And so I ran upstairs and said, "Mommy, I think I heard Christian songs on the radio. I think I found the right one." It was completely accidental, and I've been listening for what now? 5 years, I think, and it was very fun. You got the best radio station in town.
Well, Timothy, I'm pretty sure we found the best listener in town, too. Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. I was surprised when I found out that Bono from U2 is embarrassed about the name of the group. He's embarrassed about his voice, and he's embarrassed about pretty much everything about the band. And oddly enough, that gave me comfort because I am so critical of everything that I've done in the past. Are you too? When I listen to some of my old radio work, I am literally mortified. And I know there are people that would tell me, "Lisa, you gotta love yourself." I'm okay with myself. I just can't believe I was ever that bad. So there has to be a happy medium between still being your own cheerleader, but realizing that, whoa, you've come a long way. Because all that embarrassing stuff, it's behind us. We'll be embarrassing again, but it'll be for new stuff. If you're somebody who can get caught in the downward spiral of negative thinking, me too. And it's a subject my daughter and I talk about a lot because we both have the tendency. And she shared her Bible study lesson with me about Jesus when he was tempted in the desert. The things the enemy said to Jesus were logical. And I, for one, would have responded and said, "Oh, you've got a good point." That's not what Jesus said. Jesus made what he was feeling take a back seat. He quoted scripture and then told the enemy to take a hike. And you know what she said next? "Wasn't it thoughtful of Jesus to come to this earth to show us what to say and what to do so we wouldn't have to guess?" She's right. Do you realize you are loved that much? If you're motivated by fear in your decisions, me too. There's a lot of stuff I don't do because I'm afraid of the outcome. What if I fail? What if I embarrass myself? What if I lose money? But then somebody pointed out, okay, why does the what if always have to be bad? What if it's the best decision you've ever made? What if it turns out to be a passion? What if it turns out to be your calling? Let's turn that what if around. It's not always bad. Well, I'll bet this is something you and I have never thought of doing before. Making a set of rules for our funeral.
There's this one woman who did that.
She said, first of all, you can cry, but do not cry too much. Do not make a fool out of yourself. Next, Bertha is not invited to my funeral. Do not let her in. You know, that's one of the great things about getting old. You can get by with so much. Amanda's listening today, and her three-year-old looked a little down, a little discouraged. And she said, what's the matter, honey? And he said, I don't know. I've just had a lot of day today. Leave it to a three-year-old to put their finger right on the pulse of what we're feeling. Have you ever tried to repair something with super glue and some of it oozed onto your thumb? You cannot get that off. You can chip at it. You can pull at it. That is how committed God is to you. I think I may have just figured out how to turn an annoyance into a wow, God moment. I know it sounds weird. Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. First of all, I have solidarity with you over the many annoyances that you have to deal with throughout the day. There's a lot of them. And I had one just a little bit ago when I was getting ready to talk to you. Right outside my studio, some workers fired up their noisy equipment. And I'm sitting here going, wait a minute, I'm on the radio here. I had to play another song because there's no way you would have been able to hear me. But then I remembered the verse that says, what the enemy means for evil, God can use for good. So I've gotten in the habit of, in that annoyance, say, God, how do you want to use this for good? Like, maybe there's something that God wants me to say that I haven't thought of yet, and I need a timeout to think of it. And so I want to encourage you, in the midst of all the annoyances in your day, to say, okay, this is something that the enemy means for bad. God, now it's your turn. How do you want to use it for good? If you're one of those people not crazy about flying, here's a little bit of encouraging news for you. Last year was the safest year for airlines ever. There were no crashes, zero. And just because I'm curious, I decided to look up to see how many car crashes there are annually nationwide. Can you guess? 6 million. So next time you're vacillating on whether to drive or fly somewhere, you probably want to remember that statistic. Well, that's it. A little snippet of a week's worth of radio show. But it's a lot cooler when you can hear some amazing songs mixed in. I'd love for you to give it a try. And if you just open a browser and go to thelisaberryshow.com, then click on How to Listen. The show's on in a lot of different time zones, so you can pick the one that works for you. thelisaberryshow.com, and then How to Listen.